With the retirement of its most qualified female firefighter and no women in its succession planning program, it looks like the Burnaby Fire Department will be without a female firefighter in its top ranks for the foreseeable future. Fire Captain Kathy Van Martin retired on June 30 after a 26-year career with the department, according to a report that will go to City Council today, Monday. Just last summer, however, Van Martin had applied for two senior positions, a deputy chief post vacated by now Chief Chris Bocock and a new staff officer position. Despite an impressive resume, she was passed over for both. At the time, Van Martin was a 25-year veteran of the department, with a master's degree in crisis, emergency and disaster management, according to a now deactivated LinkedIn profile. Van Martin's management experience had included consulting for the Office of the Fire Commissioner of BC and the Fire Chiefs Association of BC to help develop a wildland-urban interface toolkit after the devastating 2017 wildfires. And Bocock himself wrote a letter recommending Van Martin for the Canadian Risk and Hazard Network's 2015 Larry Pierce Education Award for Emergency and Disaster Management. In the letter, which had been posted on LinkedIn, Bocock said Van Martin had excelled in the fire service with specific, high-impact contributions in the areas of personal performance, fire company performance, facilitating development and leadership. As an individual, Lieutenant Van Martin performs at the highest level, incorporating an unmatched level of theoretical knowledge, practical emergency management skills, problem-solving capability and a willingness to take on any challenge, both emergency and business process related, Bocock wrote. Van Martin had been in the department's succession planning program, the pathway to senior management, for about 5 years and completed numerous courses in preparation for a leadership role when she applied for the deputy chief position, but the job went to longtime union executive Miles Ritchie instead. Multiple sources have told the now Ritchie had been in the leadership program for only about 2 weeks before being promoted to deputy chief, but neither the fire chief nor public safety director Dave Critchley would answer questions from the now about how long Ritchie had been in the program. "We don't comment on personnel matters. I have nothing further to add," Critchley wrote in an email after multiple requests from the now over a month-long period. Van Martin's retirement was announced in June, 1 week before another deputy chief position, vacated by departing Deputy Chief Darcy O'Riordan, was filled by another of her male colleagues. Ian Hetherington, who had been promoted to the staff officer position last summer, is now the department's newest deputy. The need for more diversity in the Burnaby Fire Department was a recurrent theme in a comprehensive review of the fire service published last year. After hiring its first female firefighters nearly 30 years ago, the department has yet to promote a single female firefighter to its senior management team. Follow Cornelia Naylor on Twitter at cornaylor, email cnaylor@burnabynow.com.